Yo guys, welcome back to the Brocast podcast. This is episode 5. Today we're doing things a little bit differently. Obviously I put on Instagram a couple of days ago for the viewers to send in them questions and we're going to answer them. I've picked all the questions, I've gone through them, the ones that I liked and the ones that will be good for content. And yeah, as a four, we're gonna try and get to the bottom of all of it. So obviously on the sofa with me today is a little special announcement, my two official co-hosts of the Brocast podcast. Come and on. They'll be now hosting the show with me, hopefully every episode, but we'll get to it when we come through.
We'll run it.
Introduce yourselves.
So yeah, it's your boy Brisso, the new co-host of the Brocast podcast. So I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm here, I'm ready, I'm back, let's run it.
And I'm Charlotte.
obviously, they were both on episode 1. Charlotte also done the Jordan Gale episode of me with the Married at First Sight episode that came out in episode 2. Obviously, that's not all of us that are on the sofa today. Uh-huh. To my right is, introduce yourself.
Shanice Rudin.
I've been wanting Shanice on the podcast for a very long time now. She's got a good personality, she's straight up. Obviously, I've known you for a while now, and yeah, I've been wanting to get you on here for a long time. So, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Welcome to the Brocast podcast. Right, so guys, the viewers have sent in questions.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Obviously, a big part about the Brocast podcast is we focus on mental health and things like that. However, there is a few questions on here that it's good for views.
Of course.
It's good to have a conversation about. All right.
Let's get the first question.
Let's
see what you people got for us.
The people want to know.
Right, so this is a good one for both of us actually, because there's a mixture of boys and girls on here. So, my boyfriend cheated on me on holiday. It's the first time he's done it. What do I do?
I'm going to let the new one have the first say.
Yeah, you go. I would let that man go.
Okay.
Literally, like, if he's done it once, he's going to do it again, surely?
Exactly. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
You reckon?
I'm the same, to be fair, bro. If my missus is on holiday, bro, and she cheats on me, G.
Because I know, like, you've broken my trust. I know you don't, like, you've gone on holiday, fair, but you haven't thought about me. You haven't, like, you've gone and done what you want to do.
On a real one.
So, clearly I'm not enough, so.
You never thought about me when you was necking on with the bird.
Yeah, exactly.
So you ain't going to think about me.
Never be an option. That's what I'm saying.
Never be an option.
Yeah, okay. Never be an option.
Which is even worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because she thinks she's not going to get away with it. Yeah. But listen, girls might be able to find out a lot of shit, but us men, yeah, literally. We're better.
So you're saying to this viewer just end it, bro.
Yeah. It's done out here, Kai. It's done, bro.
Sorry, it's just going to get worse.
Because you're going to keep thinking, like, stuff's going on even if stuff isn't going on. Like, she might go out and you're going to be thinking 100 times over when she might just be out of her friends chilling.
And also, like, even as a girl, like, once you've done it once, I'm now just going to keep thinking
you're going to do it again. 100%.
So I'll be, like, over paranoid and overthinking everything and it's just, like, not worth
it. It's not worth the stress. It's not worth it.
But obviously,
Kyle.
Get on.
There are relationships out there, though, that once someone cheats, like, they get through it.
Fair enough.
It makes the couple
different.
Stronger.
Yeah. Get back with them straight away. Give it time. Separate. If it's meant to be, it'll be and it'll come back. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I think. Like, if someone cheated on me, I'd get rid of them. Like, you saying sorry ain't going to do much in my
opinion.
It's
the actions that speak
louder. Yeah, like, actions speak louder than words at the end of the day. Yeah. And, like, yeah, if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Get roses.
No,
everything.
Roses.
Yeah.
So if I was to cheat on you, all I've got to do is bring you a bouquet of roses.
No,
I'm sweet.
It's
I just think separate, give it time, and if it comes back together, it's meant to be.
Okay, then I'll elaborate on this. So like they get back together, would you allow them to go back on a holiday without you?
No chance. Mm,
that's it.
That's the problem you're gonna have,
you
bro. Is because
trust, so.
You've come back together. So if yours are together, then you've got to allow each other to go and do your own thing again. And that's if you can't allow them to go do your own thing, then it's never gonna work, bro.
Any night out, like, eating, like you're just gonna be.
Like if you stayed together once they cheated.
So you're saying get rid.
Get rid, get done. I've done it, but I went back for a few months, best 3 months of my life, and then...
Happened again.
I'm saying get rid of it.
Brown bread.
No, reverse.
Like, yeah, I've done it, went back there, it was cush deal, gravy, baby, all lovely. Couple months, and then, yeah, that was it. I thought, no, I can't do it no more.
So to summarise it, get rid.
Get rid, yeah.
Get rid for now.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're basically giving chances.
No, that's different. I'm not giving them a chance.
But you said get
I'm
rid for now.
I'm just saying get rid, but like...
And see what happens.
Just go with life.
Go with the flow.
What about you?
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Get out of here, baby. Yeah. Get gone.
All right, cool. Well, there's your answer.
Obviously, that helps.
All the questions that we do go through, I don't know how to say the word. Is it anonymous?
Anonymous.
Is
that how you say anonymous, it? Yeah. Like, no one's going to know where they've come from.
No name's going to be
They've come from the viewers, and that's it. You know, we'll answer your questions, see what you got.
See, right, let's stay on the same topic with that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stick to Ibiza. So, I'm new into the rave scene. I just came back from Ibiza. I'm going down a slippery slope of getting on it every weekend, and I'm worried. Opinions.
Just don't.
Can I start? Can I start on this?
Yeah, go on.
So I went down that path very bad, yeah. And the best bit of advice I can give you is get out of that path as quick as you can, bro. Because once you realise the more important things in life, family, friends, all of this other shit, that doesn't care about you, bro. People care about you. You've got friends, you've got family, whatever it is. People care about you. So that path needs to be cut out ASAP. Get back on the grind, get back on earning money, get back on making solid relationships. And you won't even think about that in a couple of years, trust me.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done.
It is, bro. I've been there, I've done that.
The temptation's always in a bit.
It is there, bro. But it's the mindset.
Like, once you've gone down, like you said, it is easy, like, better to get out of it straight away. Because once you've gone down it, like, there's no going back.
No.
And you going clubbing every night, like, what is that benefiting?
It's not, it's just like benefiting your doing.
You're spending so much money for, like, what? Like, it's not going to help you in the future, is it?
No. But then that all depends on your mindset, bro. If your mindset is going out every weekend, then you're going to fall down that path.
Yeah.
But if your mindset is wanting to try and create a future for yourself, for your family, for your missus, if you have one. But yeah, like, it's about your path and your mindset. If you've got a strong mindset and a strong path, you don't even need to do that, mate. On a real one.
I personally think it's down to, like, friendship groups as well. Like, no matter how... Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, maybe just take a break from them for a little while and keep yourself to yourself. But then that can become a lonely place as well.
It can, it can, definitely, 100%. You've been in them lonely places before.
I think you always got to think as well, like, why are you going out and doing this? Like, what's
the purpose of it?
Yeah, what is the purpose? Like, what's the motive of you going out and getting on it weekend? Because I've been there. Like, when I spelled my ex, I went from September to, like, February time, just going to raves,
that's it.
Getting on it, taking stupid shit. But it becomes, like, a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then once your friends are doing it every weekend, you'd rather be out with them than sitting at home on your own.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a FOMO, fear of missing out as well, G. Like, you fear you're missing out on something that's a benefit when really it's not. Yeah.
But that's why I said it's easier said than done.
Yeah,
like, it's easier to say, oh, just get in the gym or don't go out clubbing and don't be doing this. But when you see your friends...
I do it all the time, G. Monday, I ain't going out again. Comes to Friday, bro, my mindset is I'm going out. So I get it, I do get it, but...
I also, like, learn to, like, have things that distract you, like, get a job, or, like, get a job that's, like, a nightly thing, and then, like, you know that you can't go out. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just stuff to help you. Like, I know it's easier said than done, obviously, but, like, stuff like that. And the fact you've actually said this question... Sorry, I'm talking personally to you now. Done this question. But you've asked this question, so, like, so already, like, wrong. in your mind, you know you're, like, it's not helping you. So, like, that's good. Like, you're going...
You know it's
direction.
A problem. Yeah. That's why you've asked for, like, others' opinions.
You're aware of it.
Yeah, 100%.
So just keep going down that route and, like, try focus on yourself.
Just don't lose yourself, though. Yeah. Just don't lose yourself. Like, you can get to a point, just don't lose yourself. Because once you lost yourself, it's a fucking hell of a way to come up.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And as well, like, you're saying, like, you go out all the time. Like, you don't have to get on substances.
No.
Like, you can still
go out and have a good time
and enjoy yourself.
There's people out there that have never touched the drug scene. Like, they've never touched the rave scene. Obviously, I've been on that scene. I know what it's like. I know the temptation. You look around and everyone's raving and everyone's smashed. Like, everyone.
Well, that's like me. Like, when I go out, I literally would probably have, like, one or two drinks because I'm there to dance and spend time with my friends, listen to music. Like, I go out for a different reason. Like, so I think just kind of think of it in that aspect. Like, you don't have to go out. When you go out, it doesn't have to be, oh, I've got to do drugs, I've got to drink, I've got to do this to have a good time, because you don't. Like, surround yourself with people you like being around, or, like, go to places where they play good songs that you like, or, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
on,
it doesn't have
on to that, be. You just said, like, that's my reason, so the thing, what's your reason?
Like, what,
do
why
I mean?
Are you going out?
Yeah, what's your reason? If you find your reason, you can stop that.
Like, are you just following your friends?
Like, there's got to be a motive.
Yeah, there's a motive for it, 100%. 100%. But we're here to answer, we're here to help.
Like, if you are mixing with the wrong groups, like, they're influencing you to go out, then just, like, as hard as it is, like, just remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
Like, because it's going to help you in the future.
In the long run, you'll see it. You'll see it. Trust me, you'll see it.
I think It's quite, there's a lot of questions on here that are based on the same thing, because I think it's because of the time of year that we're filming the podcast.
Of course, yeah. Like, it's summertime. Yeah. Everyone's out, everyone's enjoying themselves. Mm. I haven't seen any posts that say hot girl summer though, to be fair, so I don't know where they're at. They must be changing nappies or something, man, because like, I haven't seen no hot girl summer. Where's the hot girl summer post at? I ain't seen none of them.
But another one that come through, so what's your opinions on allowing my girl to go to Ibiza with her friends in August? This Ibiza thing has a big thing at the moment.
Hang on a second. Is this a dad speaking about his little girl? Or is it a boy talking about his girlfriend?
Wait, let me try and think you sent the question in. No, he's our year. He's our year. So what's your opinion?
Let's go with you're my missus and you're going Ibiza. That's the example we're setting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
You're going Ibiza?
No, you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I personally think just let her, if there's going to be a time where he's going to, you're going to want to go away as well,
yeah.
But you're both going to have them thoughts, but if something happens, it happens and you can't do anything
that's
about it.
That's literally what we said on on our other episode when we were talking about, couples and, one
holidays
of their partners going on holiday.
Yeah.
I think it's, it is a trust thing, and I think, if I was in a relationship, I'd let my man go away, because I'm with you, I trust you. Mm. So if you're going to go on holiday and cheat on me, you're doing it anyway.
You betrayed the trust.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've done that, so you lose me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, I'd let my man go away, so I would hope that he would let me go away. Do you know what I mean?
I'll let you go and enjoy yourself when you betrayed
that. I feel it has such a bad connotation to it. If I'm going on a party holiday, most people go on a party holiday with a motive to get people.
Yeah, but you know what goes down on a party holiday.
100%.
You know what's involved on a party holiday.
That doesn't mean I have to do that.
But
why I'm saying it's a trust thing.
Maybe that's the generational and this generation as well. Where some of us are old generation, some of us are new generation.
Mm-hmm.
New generation isn't ready for relationships.
No,
is it? Old generation might be, and that's maybe where the generations are crossing.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Because old is getting with new. Now new's thinking, I can go away, I can do what I want. You're mine. But old's no, I'm not going to put you in that situation in the first place because I know what it's like.
And I feel like it's...
So it's a 50-50, I'd say, really.
Yeah, because it has that bad connotation to it. I feel people hear, my man's going Ibiza and everyone's
it's straight away. But you say oh, you mean you're going to the Costa del Sol on the end of fucking Slovakia.
Yeah.
Not even battering an eyelid, bruv. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I said that to a group of friends that my man's going away, everyone's he's going to cheat. And I'm
listen.
That's just what you think.
I said it on episode one, as soon as you get off the aeroplane and you're with your friends
and the heat hits you
and your beer's deep and your alcohol deep. It's not just me though, because clearly there's other people because they ask these questions.
If you're single,
it changes people.
If you're single,
yeah.
So if you had a girlfriend,
yeah.
Have you been away while you had a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, so
I've been away with my girlfriend.
Why did you not?
But not without my girlfriend. Yeah.
Why
I wouldn't do
I
it.
Go away. She had massive trust issues.
But then you didn't, and that's fine. But that's what I'm saying.
But I wouldn't either without my either I'm going with my girl or none of us are going on holiday.
But that's what I mean. That's good.
Why have I got a missus to not experience the world of you? Okay, I can do it with my boys too.
Yeah, but you still need your freedom, bro.
100%.
It's like saying about stag do.
I don't need to go to Ibiza to have fun. We can go down to Cinnamon Town to have fun, cuz.
No, we can't, bro. Not after the other week, we can't. No, we can't.
Maybe not fun. You get on Saturday. No, we haven't got to go to Ibiza to have fun, do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm definitely not going to Cinnamon.
We can stay in the country.
You saw that, and I think you luckily
missed
that.
I was there, brother.
Oh,
no, we won't talk about that.
But
on
also,
to the next.
Even to that question, me personally, Ibiza is the last place I am going anyway, so I wouldn't do that. But for someone asking...
In a round and round the whole question, I probably wouldn't allow it.
No.
Because, I'm not there. Two, I'm a man. I know what single men do. Three, it's just not happening. We can go to Maldives. We can go and travel the world together instead. So, for me, no.
I think it just depends.
Don't look at me.
How long have you been single for?
Four years?
So, if you got into a new relationship, say, I don't know, January time next year, would you let your boy go on a boy's holiday?
I do think I would. I think naturally I would have that little bit of doubt and paranoia. But as long as, I'm not saying text me every
communication is key.
Yeah, but make me know you're okay. FaceTime, that sort of thing. But no disrespect to my last relationship, I was with him for 7 years. Mm. It was lovely, but none of us actually done anything outside of that. Mm. So I now know.
Do you think that had a negative impact on your relationship?
Probably, yeah. I think lockdown majorly done it for us. But we, he's now off doing whatever he wants to do. Like, he's having fun. Like, he's actually happy. Mm. And I can do whatever I want when I want. Like, there's no ties or anything. So that's another thing for me. I'm a bit like, do I actually want to get in a relationship?
And that's what you said about being on your own. Is it loneliness?
Yeah.
Or is it you enjoying your own time?
Yeah,
like, what is it?
Yeah.
You don't know.
But I think now I know what I want, and
I'd go for somebody who I feel like I
could trust.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on your relationship. Mm. Like, I know if you're my boyfriend, I know I trust you because I'm with you. Like, do you know what I mean?
It is the sort of places that they choose to go as well.
Yeah.
Like, say if all of you had a, all of you was in a relationship, and then you decided to go Ibiza. Why Ibiza? Why can't you go?
Because it's a party island.
Yeah,
but
it's a trend. Because it's a trend. Like, it's an Instagram post.
Like, I get it.
But I probably wouldn't go to be for the boys if I had a missus. I'm not going to lie. Because I wouldn't want my missus going to Ibiza with her girls. On a real one. I don't think I could deal with it, brother. My brain would be spinning, cuz.
But that's probably because what you've been.
I'd be the next flight out there, boy. I'd be like.
Yeah, but I think now, like, if you took me back like 2 years ago and I was with my ex, I probably wouldn't have let go to Ibiza. But because of the journey that I've been on now since being single, I know for a fact that I'm doing well. Like, if you do go out there and do a business on me and you cheat on me, then I've been through this shit before, so I'm just going to elevate and do what I need to do after anyway.
I think it depends on the person, on the relationship. Like, if you've built that trust with someone, like, fair enough, but I just think, why does it have to be a party place? Like, if I'm with someone and you've got a group of friends, go on holiday, fine, but why do you have to go to Ibiza and, like, all them places? Go somewhere nice, have a villa with the lads and go out and do
that's
whatever.
That's what I was saying,
but
bro.
Why does it have to be, like, the strip or, like, do you
get
know
some
what
fucking
mean?
Okay, so you, back.
That's what I'm saying.
You just come on from, what, you was in Turkey with one of your mates?
Yeah.
What were you doing in the evening? Oh, really?
Yeah, like, we're both not, like, that sort of
just a dinner
person.
And drinks and then went
yeah,
on.
Yeah, like, we'd go out for dinner, dress up, have a cocktail with our food, go to the bar and then go home. Like, we literally...
Boys aren't like that though. We're not. We're not
built for
that.
We're built different.
We're not.
Yeah, but that's fine. You can go out, but I'm just saying, I would question, like, why do you have to go to
that questions where your brain is with the relationship then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
On a real one, it does.
Mm. I just think...
Because if I'm with my boys and I've got a missus at home waiting for me, I have to think about my missus.
Yeah.
If I don't, then that just makes me like a dickhead around my boys.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to trust me or any of yous in the future. So good luck me trying to have a friendship with you when my missus is at home.
And like me as well,
that's
like
how I look
if
at
I
it.
Was in a relationship, for me personally, I would feel guilty to go out because I'd be like, oh, he's definitely gonna think like his mind's gonna be going.
Mm.
Obviously I'm not gonna do anything as a person, but like it would stop me wanting to go out. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
But you can put it on
but
the other foot though.
That's just because I don't like going out anyway, so.
I'm not saying I'm this person, I'm not. Mum and dad brought me out properly, but what's stopping me from going on holiday and having a girlfriend and then FaceTiming her and texting her?
There's nothing
it doesn't
you.
Stop me from still doing
what
I want to do on holiday.
Video.
It doesn't, in my bayer.
Yeah.
She's on the phone, bro, and he's literally videoing her like this.
She's like, sorry, I
because if someone's going to do it, they're going to do it.
Exactly.
Nothing's going to stop them. They're in their own brain, their own body.
Okay, don't go on holiday, everyone.
Yeah, so yeah. So that's why I say, don't do it. Because there's better things you can do with your missus than go away with your boys. We can go for a weekend away wherever you want. Boy, we'll go wherever. Do you know what I mean?
I say just go on holiday together. I think the generation.
Yeah, on together. Together. Yeah.
Like,
if you can't go together, don't go at all.
Yeah.
That's for me, isn't it?
Period.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. So fucking start home unless you can't have your missions, mate. All
right. So this next question, it's the same category as like trust and stuff. So a girl sent this in to me.
Mm.
Said she's been with her boyfriend for I think it was 18 months, and he won't let her go on his phone. She's asked to go on his phone, and he said, you're supposed to trust me. But I'm not letting you go on my phone because it's a break of trust. So, and then she doesn't know where her head's at now because she don't want to be controlling. She don't want to be like, oh, no, give me your phone. I want to look at it. But at the end of the day, relationship is about trust, isn't it? And he might think, why does she want to look at my phone?
I think it comes down to a big why.
As a boy, if I've got nothing to hide,
I'll give my phone.
You know my password.
Yeah,
you know everything. If I've got nothing to hide, you've got everything.
Yeah.
If I've got something to hide, why do you want to go on my phone?
But also, like,
because it comes down to trust. If I want, if you want to go on my phone, do it. You ain't gonna find nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I
do
agree.
It.
But
it's why you want to look at his phone in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, what's
because maybe there's a little
like
yeah.
what's happening.
She might be doing something.
Because girls have guts.
Yeah. Yeah,
she might be doing something and trying to find something that you're doing,
yeah.
so it makes
yeah.
her less guilty.
Yeah. Like,
but
that's
a bit deep.
Yeah.
Girls have gut feelings, so I don't know.
But
find
I
it another way then.
But I feel like, what if he's got nothing to hide? Just be like, okay, you can.
There's
my phone,
phone, yeah.
But, like, why do you
need
to do that?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so say, like, the first time she finds nothing, and then a couple of months pass, and she asks for it again. Then what, you're just supposed to keep on giving your
no, G, then I'll be questioning.
Because then you're like, why do you not trust me?
The first time you found nothing, the second time was 3 months down the line and you want to look again.
Yeah.
Give me your phone instead.
Mm.
And then the brain and the pattern might change.
Yeah, no, that's
it. Yeah.
It might change. It might change.
Once it starts and they're like, there was nothing, I think then you're both constantly going to be like, well, why did you ask me? Like, why do I need to ask you? Like, I feel like it's going to be a constant battle.
You're
going to
be walking on eggshells for a while around
it. Because you're both going to be like, overthinking everything, yeah.
But personally, I think, yeah, if you're asking to see your partner's phone, then you shouldn't be with each other in the first place.
100%.
But if you've got a valid reason, like...
That's your privacy, this is my privacy.
Yeah.
If you trust me, yeah, you can have whatever you want, yeah?
Mm.
But if you trust me, I'm not going to do nothing on my phone.
It's like you were sitting there on the sofa together, or in bed, and, like, you're on your phone, and, like, she can see everything, then why should you have to then pass the phone to her if you're open?
I don't know, I think only ask to see their phone if you've got a valid reason, like, if you were like, oh, can I see your phone, because...
If maybe you have solid proof.
Said something,
solid proof, been sent something
that's
by someone,
I mean,
then I go, I need your phone.
But
why?
I just think it's very, a sticky situation to, like, start.
And a year and a half as well, down the line.
Yeah, that's not
short.
Oh, what was it, 18 months?
18 months,
yeah.
That's a year and a half. That's not a short relationship. Because you think about it, a year and a half, like, you might have spent a birthday with each other, another birthday, so that's two birthdays you've theoretically spent with each other in a year and a half.
Met
that can happen.
Surely.
Met family, met friends, made a connection.
I feel like if there's a big thing, isn't there, like, if they leave their phone laying around, more than likely...
Would you go on it?
No, I mean, like, if they leave it laying around...
Oh, then there's no care about it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I hear that.
That's a good one. That's
or
a good one.
If they leave their phone laying
like that. You know something's up, innit?
Phone
down like that.
That one always annoys me a little bit.
At dinner time, when you're at a restaurant, and you're just sat
there. That one always annoys me, bro.
Like, you can smash a screen by doing that.
Like, you've got a case on if you did that.
But then a phone shouldn't be out in the first place. But if it is out, face up.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be out the first place because if you're busy with someone, then in the pocket.
But to answer that question, I'm not really sure where you go from there.
Yeah.
Because now in the relationship, you're both just going to be, your brain's going to be thinking double.
If I ask you, give me your phone, you'll give it to me, but then you're actually thinking, why are you asking me for it? Cut the answer out, give me your phone. You're going to be thinking, I want to see his phone.
Like, why is he saying no for me to look at my phone?
Do you know what? In the 7 years that I was with my ex, I never actually felt the need to look at his phone.
Well, that's how it should
be.
Like,
thinking of it now, I never actually thought I need to look at his phone.
That shouldn't breed in your brain.
Like, he would literally say to me, like, oh, Shanice, go grab my phone, and I'd grab it, or like he'd be like, oh, give me his password.
Again, maybe it's generational.
He'd just give me his password to unlock it for him to show him something or whatever, and I thought, alright, okay.
I think for the person that
asked
the question.
My age is on my phone all the time.
Yeah, but maybe it's generational again, bro. Like, I'm 25, you're 21.
I'm
28. 24. 25. See, so us people, we're like, doesn't bother us, you know what I mean? Like, we're looking for love, with these 18, 19, whatever, they're still stuck in the ways of, like,
Social media,
Snapchat, Instagram, little sneaky cheeky things.
I think
if
they've got history with a bad relationship,
I agree.
I feel like that new person should sort of understand and resonate.
Come on, get there. get there.
No, I feel like they should think, okay, there's a reason behind it. Like, 100%. They just want to have a look. But if it's constant,
I just think personally, for the person that's asked the question, I think just ask yourself why you felt the need to ask. And maybe, like, just think about
What's the question? Answers, what's the question?
What do you mean?
What's the question?
What was the question?
Yeah.
We lost track.
Oh, no, no. The question was...
So the question
was, I've been my boyfriend for 18 months and... I've asked to see his phone, but he won't let me.
So then what's the answers altogether? What are we saying?
I just feel like if you've got a reason,
then look at that
phone.
Then
do it.
Then look at
that phone. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm all for that as well. Yeah. If there's a reason, look. Yeah,
100%. If there's a reason, ask.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Right, let's steer away from relationships now. I don't think there's any more questions on there.
Let's get some fun stuff in here.
Yeah. I want some deep. We've covered this before. This sort of covers the... I'm guessing someone's asked this because it's happened in a relationship. We have covered this question before when we had Tasha on the sofa.
Yeah.
But what's your opinions on OnlyFans?
See? So the first ep, yeah, it spun me a bit. I was like, no, no, no. And then I've done a little private thing. I'm not going
to
say anything. In London. I've done a little private thing in London, yeah. And then when that question got brought up, I was swayed a little bit by what a few people were saying. Mm. OnlyFans have been narrowed down to this, what is it for, right?
Mm.
And you know what it's for.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because
why
no. In your head, you know what it's for. In your head, you know. No.
That was very targeted,
everyone,
bro. That was very targeted. You're like, well, you know what OnlyFans is for.
No, everyone. Like, when you hear OnlyFans, you know what it's for, yeah?
Yeah, news.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
But
then I heard a story that, like, there's boxers out there. There's people that influence stuff on OnlyFans.
No one's paying for that content. If you have OnlyFans in your bio, it's because you're putting nudes out there.
If my missus was doing swimming lessons, yeah, and wanted to stick her swimming lessons onto OnlyFans.
Who's paying for that?
Someone, G.
I'll go on YouTube.
So it depends on the content. That's my answer. It depends on the content.
If content is OnlyFans.
If content is OnlyFans. If content is nudes, no. Yeah,
literally. Look, when you say OnlyFans, the first thing I think of is money.
What? They need money.
No, it's just money in general. Like, when you say OnlyFans, I think money.
No, when you say OnlyFans, you think nudes.
Nudes.
Everything.
I feel like if. Okay, right. I'm gonna be honest, right?
Brutal.
I hope you are. Right, I want you. I want you.
Don't lie now.
I want you to be honest.
A lot of people, saying for a friend, I feel like a lot of people would probably sign up to OnlyFans and do OnlyFans if they didn't have to advertise it on their social media.
Oh, 100%.
And all their family seeing it.
100%.
If I.
But that's how you gain following through social media.
No, but if you didn't have to do that,
yeah.
Hands down.
If there was a page for OnlyFans usernames, for example,
yeah.
And you go on there and be like, right, who's the.
Me taking a selfie and then putting. Link up, like subscribe to my OnlyFans, my brother seeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
60% off for tonight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If that weren't a thing, so many more people would do it.
100%. I would.
Such easy money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is easy money, G, it is.
Like you're an educated girl, like you've got things going for you. You don't need to bring yourself down to that level as being an OnlyFans.
Like make your bread how you want to make your bread, obviously. But for me personally, I wouldn't.
Make
my bread by doing that.
Would you let your partner do it?
No chance.
Absolutely not.
My missus is not having an OFG, I'm sorry.
What I've got.
Yeah, literally. And that's mine, bro.
Together?
No.
No way.
That's a bit different.
Together?
Yeah. Doing it together.
That's a bit different.
I would do it with someone
if you're
on their account if my face ain't in it.
Yeah, if like you were together for like 2 years or something and then you were like, right, should we just start OnlyFans, get bread, we need money. Then
I don't think I still could.
I couldn't do it.
Do you know what would haunt me, right? So I'm a very sociable person. I go out all the time, right?
If I
walked into a bar and there was a group of lads.
Are you, man? Are you from OnlyFans?
No, I'm not even that. But imagine walking to a bar, yeah, and the next man on your table, like you're stood by the bar or in a restaurant with your girl, like with your woman, and there's a group of boys on the table and they're literally just going like that and it's your girl mated on that phone.
Okay.
Like, could
like,
you imagine?
It's not happening, bro. It's not happening.
Yeah, like, it's so easy for that stuff to, like, get leaked or, like...
Yeah, because it costs
$3.99. But that's what I mean.
Like, it's not even a lot of dough, bro. It's like... No one's selling porn for £100, bro.
Yeah.
It's all $7.99, $10.99. Like, it's a box of fags, G. You know what I mean? There's a box of fags, darling. Cheers for letting me see in your pussy.
What's happened?
Like, I can put my hand up. I think all of us can. Once upon a time in our life, it's true, though.
Why did that take you so long?
Just let me bury it. Okay, once upon a time in our lives, we've all sent a nude or a naked picture to someone.
Never.
Liar.
Never done that.
Never.
Sorry, Mum.
Exactly. What we have. So, like, my thing with the OnlyFans thing is, like, imagine the amount of people you've sent a nude to.
Yeah.
You're not gaining no financial income from that. So all the people that you sent the pictures to...
Freebies, isn't it?
You're sort of doing what they do on OnlyFans, but you're not gaining
Yeah, but that's to someone that I want to see it. That's not to millions of other people.
Yeah.
So how many people?
What do you mean, how many?
Like, how many people?
How many people have sent them back?
Yeah, like, we're all adults, you know what I mean? Like, we've all sent pictures and stuff. Everyone has. Unless you're, like, some nun. Or, like, you know what I mean? Or if it's against your religion. Like.
A few, of course, G. But at the same time, I get what you're saying, because... Like, no, it's going to who I want to see the piece, isn't it? Yeah, but I'm not going to put the piece for millions of people to see and spend £6 to see my Corey.
I don't want it's not happening. A million people seeing
maybe,
my
I don't
body.
Know.
Okay.
Fair
the people that
yeah,
I
no,
want
like,
it's
to
not
see
like
it.
Some random people.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Answer is, OF is a no for me.
But also, like, especially okay. for a girl, like, to think of all the disgusting, like,
weirdos, 80
year old men that are just sat there watching. Yeah!
Where's my bank card?
It's true though.
No, but also like, even if I went out in public, like, imagine me being like out with my family and some guy walks past and like stare at me like,
oh yeah,
thinking, like, oh yeah, I watched you last night.
I watched you last night.
No, but do you know what?
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real. And I know, like, I know some girls don't post like nudes on OnlyFans. Like, some people post what people post on Instagram. Like, fair enough. But I just think, for me personally, I would never do it. And especially for the industry I'm in, I would never.
So, OnlyFans, for me, no. And if my partner done it, she wouldn't be my partner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for real.
For real, same. Yeah. Yeah.
For real. Like, ever doing it?
Yeah, like, what do you think
would
about
would you date someone that, like, did do it in the past?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I wouldn't.
That's my girl.
So plenty of men have got pictures and videos of my missus.
Yeah,
not happening.
And
sorry, darling.
You type their name into Google.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
The problem with me, like, I get attached easily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I have a feeling for someone, I'm very, like, I put everything into them. Like,
I thought you just said cringe then.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I
how
thought.
Dare
like,
you say that?
But, like, I'm very overprotective. Like, if that's my woman, yeah, that's, like, my everything. So if that's the girl that I'm putting my life into, I do not want every next man in Kent having pictures of my girl on their phone.
Yeah.
But that's my world, do you know what I mean?
Like, and if she turns into a MILF when you have kids, G, your kids' mates are going to be like, oh, your mum's here.
Yeah.
See, that's wild as well.
Yeah.
Imagine someone putting up your mum's
in it, do you know what I mean? Like, the most used thing will be, I've got a picture of your mum.
Like,
nowadays.
Friends saying, like, oh, yeah.
Before it used to be, like, it wouldn't even relate to mums, but now it'd just be like, I've got a picture of your mum. And what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think no.
Just
think,
no. Thank you.
OnlyFans, only no.
There's so many other ways to make money.
True.
And like, if you want to send nudes, send them to people that actually want to look at it.
Yeah.
Words.
Or like, that was wrong. That you want them to look at it.
That's what
sorry,
I was
that's
saying.
Right.
These questions are a bit more serious.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's get OnlyFans out of here.
That's
Let's get our beef out of there. Let's get all that out of head, right? So.
Spill on that thing.
So, this is something that I can relate to. So, I'm getting bullied in school for my weight. What should I do about it? So, this is coming from someone that's quite a young viewer.
So, they're young, so they're in school.
They're in
minimum
school.
16, minimum.
Yeah, like...
No, sorry, maximum 16. Maximum 16.
Yeah, maybe 17 with college and stuff.
But okay, let's say it's a standard 13-year-old person bullied for their weight, etc. Yeah. I just think, one, it's kids, because they haven't developed the brain yet. But at the same time, don't listen to them, bro. You're the own person, do you know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
Sorry,
there isn't fly in here.
It's yeah, I know, it's in my head then. Go on, carry on.
I'm gonna yup this. Hiya!
Featuring fly.
I got it,
right,
I got
go,
it.
Go, go, go.
I just think, in terms of, like, obviously it's easier said than done, like, don't listen to them. Like, obviously it's gonna affect people in different ways, like, mentally or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're happy within yourself and with your body, and like, obviously everyone is completely different, like everyone's bodies are completely different, like that's completely normal. Like, if you're happy within yourself, or even if it's like something you do want to work on but like you can't, or like you're struggling to work on it, like there are so many things you can do to improve it, like get a PT, like it's not embarrassing, like I feel like there's such a bad like
Not even a PT.
With, like, losing weight, like, why is that a negative thing?
No.
Like, you're putting effort into, like, changing how you look, but don't change yourself for other people. I think that's the main thing. And,
jealousy,
like,
is the one thing that you'll never get rid of in this world.
It's so bad in our generation.
You're never
going to
get rid of it.
In generations now, I think it's so disgusting. Like, people have so many opinions on what people look like and should look like and stuff like that, and I hope we steer away from that. But if you're comfortable in yourself and you're happy with your body and stuff like that, I think like keep doing you. Yeah, and I know it's hard to ignore them because obviously
let people hate and just you do you.
Like they're only jealous if anything. Like they've got nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do than just try and bring you down.
So you're someone who's in the gym all the time. So you,
I've got another gym freak.
No, she is. Like, she's in the gym all the time. So you, like, I'm not trying to paint you out to be someone, but you clearly care about your physical appearance.
Yeah, no, like before lockdown, I wouldn't say I was huge, but I wasn't in shape at all.
And you wasn't comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't comfortable, and I looked at myself and I thought, oh God. But lockdown happened, and this might be advice for the person who's writing the question, but I'd uncaught me back home workouts, and it was literally just doing it in my living room. And
Without the peer pressure, people looking at you and stuff.
I've got a couple of lightweights, even like water bottles, like anything that I could get out of the cupboard, cans of beans, and I was doing weights with it, and I literally, because your body's not used to it, you shred that weight so quickly, but then I got to where I was happy, and then I was comfortable to get into a gym, and that's when I started how I managed to gain muscle and stuff like that. Like, I'm not an incredible Hulk, but I gained muscle from going to the gym. But you can, if I don't think you should care about what these
other people
are saying
about
to you. But if you are looking at yourself and you aren't happy, do home workouts.
Yeah, like if you want to improve yourself, like if you're scared to go to the gym or like embarrassed or whatever, like do that, because I think just take it step by step, and when you're happy with it, you'll then improve and like you'll see a difference and you'll like become
it's
so much
where
more
you're comfortable as well. You're comfortable in your own home. There's no other place where you're gonna be more comfortable in your own house.
There's no one judging
and
you.
And you're doing it like it's not the gym, but you're still doing it, and you're
comfortable.
Yoga mat as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's so good.
Just do you, mate. Do you know what I mean? Just do you, bro. People are going to hate if you're a bro or you're a hoe. Why did I say that? Intrusive thoughts come out.
Brother,
if you're a bro or you're a girl, just do you. Like, don't let anyone hate on you. Life's too short. If you're happy, you're happy. If you're not, do something about it.
Yeah.
You know? For me, bro, obviously I know who sent the question in. We're not going to name who it was, but from someone who's been there and someone who gets hate a lot of time, like, you just got to rise above it. Like, these people that are always going to be in your life, there's always going to be people in secondary school that are going to pick on you. They're just going to, they're trying to make themselves feel better because they're probably not comfortable within their own lifestyle, and they've probably got stuff going on at home that they're not
and
happy
also
with.
Also, probably they've been bullied.
Exactly.
So they do it as a retaliation.
Bully is a bully.
Like, and I just think it's so...
But don't get me wrong, like, if you're comfortable with your weight, and you've got no problem that you think you're overweight, or your family don't think you're overweight, then just carry on living your life as it is. At the end of the day, bro, like, no matter how many years you've got in this secondary school, once you're out of that secondary school, then there's a whole world out there, like, there's a new life out there. So let these people say what they want to say now, because they're not going to have an effect on you when you leave the school anyway. I've always stood by this one thing, so this one a statement: the only person that's with you from the day that you're born until the day that you die is yourself. So no one else matters.
No, literally.
Like, you need to prioritise yourself. You need to focus on yourself. And people's opinions around you, they're not... They
you
don't
come first, bro.
Exactly.
Who else comes first other than you, bro? No one's going to make you a millionaire. No one's going to give you stuff in life.
It's your life. You're the main character. Yeah. Like, everyone else is just a...
NPC.
Side piece.
A non-player character.
There we go.
NPCs, that's what I like to call them.
There we go.
And they're just in my game. They're in
another
my
Another thing,
world.
If you do want to come to the gym, then come to Snap Fitness in Sittingbourne, because that's where I train. That's where you train. And if you see us two in there, just, you know who I am.
That's where I train. Look at me.
It's true though, like, you know who I am. Like, I've spoken to you before. Shanice will be in there. So come up to us and say, I saw you on the podcast. I put this question across. Like, can I train with
Even if you wasn't the person that put the question across,
do it anyway.
And this relates to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You see people like this out here in the gyms. Go and approach them, because they're the people that you want to ask questions for. They've been in the gym, they've done it, they've been there.
This question applies to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Even for me, like, in my industry, like, I'm a dancer, like, I've constantly been looking at myself in the mirror since I was about 3 till now. Like, every day I'm dancing in a mirror, like, and I've gone through that of, like, not being happy with my body, and people, like, when I used to do ballet and everyone telling me I'm fat, like, I've gone through that, and I've been like, no, I'm happy with my body, so I know I'm not fat, so you telling me I'm fat,
I'm not going to change
that. I don't care, I'm happy within myself, so I feel like, if you're comfortable with yourself,
do it,
that's all that matters.
That's it, confidence is key, brother.
Yeah.
And fuck everyone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I've lived my whole life just not caring what people think about me, so you shouldn't even.
No one cares about you other than your friends and your family, Mish.
So this is another one, so it relates to that. So how do you cope with hate?
Oof, I've read a lot of hate. In my early times of TikTok, we'll go to TikTok. Mm. My early times, I'll go live, 300-400 bods. The comments was just hate, hate, hate. I just reverted it into positivity, bro. Mm. You want to hate on me? Sweet. I'll hate on you back. Then all you're going to say is, Joe, fair play, you're not a bad chavvy. I rate you. Mm. No, I've just turned a hater into a follower and a lover. Mm. Simple as that. You tell me something hateful. So yeah, well, you're this, you're that. And what? No, but I know, but just examples, yeah, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Have you had it?
What, hate?
Yeah, you seem to be someone who just gets on with everybody around here. Yeah. I can't lie.
You know what?
I've fucking had it. We all know that. Do you know what I mean? Most hated guy in Kent. It's happening. You're true though, isn't it? Like, it's happening. You can't afford it. You know.
We're getting global soon, Kent.
Get to know.
It's not. I've never had, like, hate, but there's been. Well, not that I'm aware of, okay. Anyway. Like, you know, yeah. People talk behind your back and stuff like that. But there was one person who I genuinely thought was a friend, and she would. This was when, like, Twitter was a big thing.
Okay.
And she would publicly expose me, like, not nothing like that, but I mean, like, would just make me look like a prick all the time. Mm. And it really affected me because you see other people commenting on it as well and liking it. And she was quite a big character as well. Like, she knew what she was doing, and she it was constant, one thing after another. But it wasn't her that bothered me, it was the other people. And I felt embarrassed for it. Like, I was at a party and she literally tweeted, "Oh, Shanice Reardon can't walk in heels." And I was there with her. Like, she didn't say it to me. Mm. She wrote
what is even the need for that?
Do you know what
Who
I mean?
Cares?
Like, I just think
those. So what if I can't walk in heels?
If you look good in
heels. I'm all better in flip flops anyway.
Yeah, I just feel like that. I'm just so sad. And I just think, what are you gaining from that? And I just think you've got to take it as, like, they're just jealous and they've got nothing else to do. They're bored and they're just trying to get attention because they can't get it. Themselves.
It is, like, I don't want to seem big headed or anything, but majority of hate and stuff is down to jealousy.
Yeah, of course it is.
And it's
especially when it's girl to girl.
Yeah.
Well, not even that. To be fair,
I have realised, bro, like, girls are bitchy, bro.
Girls are worse.
Like, men can be bad, but when you get into a group of women where one doesn't like one, best believe half the group doesn't like half the group by the end of the night.
I work like, in all, like, apart from one woman, I work in an all guys environment for a reason. Like, I could not work in a hairdresser's or anything like that.
Do you have more boy mates than you do girl mates?
I used to, and then obviously got in a relationship, and then we had mutual boy mates and stuff like that. But now I do tend to have more girl groups, but it's all separate groups. So I've got my school friends, the girls I go clubbing with, like, all sorts. So now at the moment I've got more girlfriends, but I do.
Like,
but I get on a lot better with men, boys.
We just ease you going.
Look how well she gets on with us.
I know.
I don't know if it's a dancer thing. I don't know. But I think my whole life, I mean, because most of my, like, I've been in a very, how do I word it? A staging
industry.
So
you've been in the spotlight a lot.
Yeah, most of the boys that I'm friends with are gay or whatever. Mm. So I've always had more guy friends than I have girls, and I way prefer.
Yeah, but look how good us three. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
and we're not gay.
From F1, us three sort of.
I just think,
and then we just create our own thing. Do you know what I mean?
I think because I've heard from other girls, and I know how bitchy girls can be and stuff like that. And I just, that's so not me. And, like, I just take myself away from it. Like, not on purpose. Like, obviously, my best friend is a girl. Like, I'm not saying that, but, like, I don't know. I just naturally, I feel like I'm not in, like, boys. Yeah.
You're a boy's boy. In a sense, like, you are.
Yeah.
Like, because when you mingle with girls, just that alone, when you say you mingle with girls.
Like, because of my personality. Yeah. Like, because I'm chill and because I'm laid back and, like, I don't care about getting men and I don't care about going out and I don't care about drink. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Not saying that makes me more boy-y, obviously. But I think just because of those traits that I have, I tend to, like, just connect with boys more.
Better.
Yeah.
Not in a way, like, just as a friend way.
So this next question got sent in by a viewer. I struggle to relate to this because, like, I'll put it out there, my whole life I've been wrapped in cotton wool. I've lived this like a good family life. I've never had the problems or situations with it. Someone sent in a question that I've just read on the phone. It said, my parents have just split up. Like, I'm struggling to cope with it. Like, I don't know what to do. I'll put it out there, even as a host, I'm so on the fence with this because I can't relate to that situation.
Yeah, me too. Personally,
I can't a little bit.
Really?
I can, yeah.
Okay.
When I was 16, my mum and dad went through a bit of a thing. It tore the family apart, but I felt like at that, when I was only 16, like, I knew what was going on, but I didn't. Do you know what I mean? I was in that sort of, coming into that stage of life where I understand what's going on, but because I'm so young, like, it's never happened to me. Fuck knows what's going on, do you know what I mean? And then as you get older, you then start to realise, like, so that's what it was about, this is what it is. So the best bit of advice I can give is like, if you've got siblings, I've got two sisters, try and bring yous closer. Because whatever going on with your parents, like, that's their thing in the nicest possible way. Like, that's their problem. Let them deal with that. If you've got siblings, try and connect with your siblings and use three become... Well, I've got two sisters, so then we come as like a little three, like a little power thing, yeah? And that was then unbreakable from whatever happened from my mum and dad. You know, as long as I had them, then we could get through anything, really. Like, you see your mum, you see your dad, but your siblings, you're going to grow with your siblings till the day that you're dead. That's what I'm going to say. So I feel like if you've got siblings, that's the way to go about it. Get close to them, bond with them, go do things to them, love them, cherish them, because...
What if they're only child, though?
If they're only child, then it's a bit different. Like, you reach out to your closest friends.
Yeah.
Your brothers or your sisters, who you call family.
I'm the same as Kyle. Like, I can't relate because I've been...
I really struggle to relate to this question.
Time. But from, like, an outside perspective and, like, my friends that have had parents that are divorced or whatever, I think, like, it varies that. Like, have other family members or friends or anything. And also, like, you'll still... Depending on the situation between your parents, like, you'll still have both of them.
Of course.
Like, and obviously it's not, it is a you problem because, it is your parents and, like, they are your mum and dad or whatever, but...
Don't let it affect you.
Yeah, like...
It's their issue. They're a different generation. Like, I look at you like a bro, I look at you like a sister.
Yeah.
You're new to the podcast, but what's happening?
Yeah.
But, like, I've got my boy George as well, like, without him... Like, through the years.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, surround yourself.
Yeah, like, without him, I don't know where I'd be. Without you, I don't know where I'd be because you've introduced me to this. You know, you brought a new limelight to my life. So I class a few boys as my pals. Like, you know, the photographer, Callum, he's an absolute legend, mate. Always talking, always this and the other. So try and surround yourself around by good people because even though it's going on in family problems, like, that's your thing, try and take your mind off that. Surround yourself with good people, good friends, and everything will be good.
Well, I don't know what's best, like... To speak to, like, your parents individually, I don't know, and, like, just, like, actually try and understand, like,
where it's
going. Because, I don't know, like, when it gets to the stage of, like, one of the parents moving out and you live in, like, different places, like, just sit...
It'd be a big thing.
Yeah, I think, obviously, that is a big thing and, like, a big change, depending on how old you are. Like, I feel like...
I feel like any age, really, because you've watched your family grow as this family.
But it's easier to react to it the older you are, because I think you're more mature and you're more open to these
things. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think if you are, like, a lot younger, it's obviously a lot harder because you don't really know
Do you have a say on this? Is there anything you can relate to?
Mine's a bit weird. It's like, my mum and my dad, brought me up.
Right.
And, but I've got a real dad, so I think I can say that. I don't know who he is. He's whatever.
Okay.
But my dad, who brought me up, is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. And he's been there for everything. But my mum, like, they weren't together. But he was round every single day.
Yeah.
And we went on family holidays together and stuff like that. But they broke up, but they were still best friends. Like, they got on really, really well. But nothing really changed for us. But the thing that I do now, because... my dad's got a new wife, like, the thing that I do now is I obviously live with my mum, so I see her all the time, but I make sure every weekend I'll go and see my dad. And I don't know how old you are, but just try and spread out your time to spend time with your dad and your mum, because even if you haven't got siblings, like, you can do, I've got my brother lives in Korea, so I can't really see him, but my sisters, I, like, they're the same. They'll go and see my dad. Mm. They'll go see my mum. But it's just
that's what I mean. I feel like you have to kind of like work out.
Yeah.
You only have one set of parents. Yeah, exactly. When they're gone, they're gone.
You always have them both.
Yeah.
If they're together or not, do you know what I mean? And you've got to kind of
at the end of the day, it's all up to you.
Just cherish that they're still around.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Right. So this next question. So a viewer sent it in. It was a girl. And she sent a text coming through and she said, I'm 23 years old. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know society's changing and it's developing. But at 23 years old, she's still a virgin.
Like, girl.
She's not, yeah. She's not had the engagement of having sexual interaction with a fella. Obviously, she's straight. She said that she's straight on the question. But she's like scared of that initial approach.
Yeah.
Has anyone got any advice on that?
I think that's fine. Like, yeah. I don't know why there has to be like a, oh, I lost my virginity at 16. Like, I lost mine late. Like, and I, like, there doesn't have to be a time or like, just when it happens. If you feel comfortable with someone and you feel comfortable enough to have sex for the first time, then that's fine. Like, there doesn't have to be an age or like, there shouldn't be you thinking that there's something wrong. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of people think like, oh, is there something wrong with my sexuality or like whatever. Like, people are completely different and I don't think there has to be like an age bracket or like, do you know
As a man, how are you reacting to a bird telling you that she's had got a zero body count? And I'll ask you the same question as a woman in a minute. As
in today's society,
yeah,
I wouldn't believe her.
There you go.
Personally. However, this person's been honest enough to ask the question.
To say, yeah. So then you've got to ask the question of like, how many women do you know that have got a zero body count? So that makes you special because you're waiting for someone that you don't just want to go about sleeping with people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll be the same if I say to you, like, oh, there's a girl that said to me, she's got zero body count. How do you feel about that? Queen.
Yeah.
Like, for real, because like she's waiting. She might be waiting for someone. Or she might not be someone's cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? But like, if you're waiting for someone...
I wouldn't think anything. No. Like, okay. Like, if someone told me they were a virgin and they were, like, 30, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Good on you, though, because there's not many people in society nowadays that
and
still
that's
got
what
that.
One thing I think is so sad about, like, upcoming generations and, like, things like that. I mean, to be fair, it's probably because of social media, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like,
social media has sexualised society.
But 100%.
You see
mean.
Things that ain't real, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
that,
it's not
that's
real.
That's what I mean, and I feel like it's so sad because people, like, I don't know from boys, but, like, I feel like girls feel like they have to have slept with people to be, like, popular or whatever.
Wore
like,
a bikini at a little event or something.
Yeah, I mean. Like, I feel like they feel like, oh, I'm 14 and I have to vape. I have
Which
to
is in, is
have
that,
had sex with people.
Is that sexualizing women and men then, would you say?
I don't know. I just
Because you're putting them into a category of like, you've never done this, so you're this person.
Yeah, like boys.
Just because
so
you
like,
haven't
oh,
done it doesn't mean you're this person.
Like,
I don't care, like I said, body count for me, it's no stress for me.
Yeah.
Like, but for a woman it's different, and to be fair to you, if you want a zero body count, like someone's ready for a ring waiting for you, I'm telling you.
There's no pressure on it either, like.
But like, it just depends.
I can't relate to it because I lost my virginity when I was quite young. I was like, what, 14, I think. I'm
15 child.
But like, the thing is, like, I just think it depends on you.
When you're ready.
When you're ready and like you work out different things at different times. Like, it's the same with girls, like starting periods and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's your body, and I just think if you're comfortable enough with someone, like, don't feel the pressure to be like, oh my god, I'm a virgin, I need to sleep with someone. Like,
for real.
You.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it.
Because when it does happen, it was the best experience of your life.
Yeah. And like.
It's
like,
hard though, like.
So different. Like, don't feel embarrassed or feel like.
Not at all. Not
whatever.
At all.
Like, I was literally. What, in year 11 and I hadn't started my period, sorry, I don't know why I'm using that as an example,
it's
like, I was in year 11, I hadn't started my period and everyone's like, oh, like, you haven't started, and I'm like, but that's my body, do you know what I mean, like, I'm not gonna do anything, and I had sex late, and like, but that's okay, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, if Was she scared of the actual thing happening?
Or? No, she just said, like, she's very apprehensive of getting into sexual interaction with someone.
That's fine.
That's
when you're ready, you're ready.
Yeah.
Your body is the best person at telling you something isn't right. 100%. So if you're going to do something, you'll get a reaction from your body.
Like, I was very like that because I, like, not to get too deep like that, but I was always too scared to be, like, the first person to make the move or, like, to do anything. And I feel like once you found that one person that you're comfortable,
it just happens. You'll start doing it all the time and you'll turn into this person that keeps going up to everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with confidence, though. Yeah. I'd do it. Yeah. Bro, I've got the Guinness World Record for the most nudges. I swear that I nudged every person in the club last weekend, but I wouldn't have done that without confidence. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's fun. Because it's fun, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, people like a little smile and,
once you've... It is scary, like, that, especially for a girl, I think. I don't know about boys.
No, it's different for boys.
Yeah. It is.
Like, it's so different. I just think once you've had that first...
intercourse.
Fine. But don't rush it.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, don't rush it.
But don't rush it. There's someone out there for you.
There's no time limit.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, if you've waited this long now, just make sure...
Yeah, don't do it just to get it over and done with.
Yeah, because that's what a lot of teenagers do.
Yeah, just to...
You'll regret it. Don't live in regret.
Do never live in regret.
Right, so this last two questions to finish the podcast. This is quite a massive topic in society nowadays. Racism. So someone has put a question saying they feel like in society nowadays they're still racially targeted due to their ethnicity. Mm-hmm. What's people's opinions on things going on at the moment in society? I'm completely against it. I don't get why it still happens.
Honestly, I really don't. It baffles me and it disgusts me and. Mm. I just think it's crazy.
If it didn't happen, it would be one less thing for the world to be fighting over.
Like, our world is crazy.
That's what I feel like.
At the moment, what is going on?
I just feel like it's one less thing for the world to fight over if it wasn't around.
Yeah.
And then that means there's things for people to have examples, opinions, all this malarkey on one topic. Yeah. So it takes things away from the brighter light of what's actually going on in this world. Do you know what I mean? It's one of the biggest things in this world. Football is one of the biggest things that is like no racism. How else are you meant to implement it by then watching billboards and banners of no racism, no racism? How else, it can't get no bigger. It's never going to disappear.
I just think sadly, you have to rise above it.
Yeah, you have to rise above it and realise that there's people going to hate, people are going to do whatever they can to try and get under your skin. And if they revert to racism, then they're the worst type of person on this earth.
Yeah, it's sadly, unfortunately, it will never change.
No.
I don't think, personally, it's always going to be there. And I think people that are racist are just so small-minded and just, 100%. Don't think about other people. Like, why... Actually, deep, like, why does it matter? That's what baffles me, and I've got nothing else to say apart from why does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's black or someone's white or someone's whatever, like, why that don't affect you? Right. Do you know what I mean? And I just find it crazy how anyone could be so small-minded to think like that.
100%.
Like, I have nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Just why?
Obviously, a big thing for me, obviously, with society nowadays is if you go to a hospital or if your kid's sick or if your kid's ill and they need treatment, in society nowadays, you walk into a hospital, there is more people of ethnic minority working as nurses and doctors compared to British white people.
Yeah.
And without them, you can say that around many things, though.
Yeah, but without them and without their skills and what... like intelligence and the stuff that they've been educated from, like what?
It's funny you say that because I had an experience recently with that, and I was in hospital just waiting in the like waiting room or whatever, and there was a group of like older generation sat there, and the things they were saying to doctors is actually crazy. Like they were walking around doing their jobs, like they've been working for hours on end, like making sure your health is good, and you're like slagging them off saying like, why is there no white people in this joint? Like, and literally one of these women that were black that was helping them was like giving them prescriptions and stuff, and she was like, I want a white doctor to give it to me.
I say, see what, if and my just, nan said that, yeah, I'd pat her shoulder, like, nan, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I mean, and I just think, obviously, not excusing them, but obviously the older generation are complete, like, that's where
it's generational.
It's what I'm saying.
And you learn habits from your parents as well. Like, if your parents are racist, that kid will be racist.
If you look at it, yeah, you've got your grandparents, your mum and your dad, you've got us, and then you've got, like, even some of our friendship's kids. It's just, there's four generations in this world at the moment.
Like, they all
everyone's thinking different.
Yeah.
So,
and we've all gone through different phases.
Nothing's ever going to change on race. No. Like, it's never going to change,
right?
Yeah.
Be there, sadly, which is...
It's just how you deal with it and who are the people that are causing this racism. Because you've got to look at them and think, well, you're a nobody then, you're no good to this, you're no good to society.
Not even to say, but, like, even in airports and, like, other countries as well, like, ours isn't as bad as a lot of countries, especially with, like, racism and gays and, like, everything. Like, some countries are actually disgusting.
Ruthless.
And, like, airports, I think, are the worst.
Yeah, but honestly, there's no better thing than turn up to an airport and get on the plane and flying off to somewhere for a week and last night's on his edge, you know what I mean?
Like,
all racism is out the window when you're in that queue, do you know what I mean? So,
but I think I'm saying, like, the workers, like, security and stuff, I think it's so bad.
For me, I'm open-minded. I don't care if you're black, you're African, Asian. I don't care where. Because you treat me like a human being and you're respectful towards me, I'll be respectful towards you. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter.
Agreed.
Colour of your skin, where you're from, like, doesn't matter.
Agreed. If we vibe, we vibe. If we don't, we don't.
We're
sorry,
all
brother.
We're on the same rock. Like, do you know what I mean? We're all doing our own lives.
Back at it again with that rock thing.
Astronomy.
You said that in episode one, bro. We all live on one rock.
All live on one rock.
We do. Like, we're just a floating thing in the sky. Like, do you know what I mean? We're all living. We're all trying to make bread. We're all trying to have relationships, love. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just think, why on earth does it matter what colour my skin is? Like,
it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So racism is a no.
Yeah.
Get it out of here. Kick it out.
Get it out.
You got anything to say about it?
Just like, basically, you've took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I've
got nothing left.
No, I feel like you could talk for ages about it.
Yeah, of course you could.
I feel like majority of normal people feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel like normal
educated.
People have...
Educated. Yeah,
okay, so yeah, educated. Yeah, that's how I look at it. Normal, educated people have no say in it whatsoever because they do not care.
Mm.
It's the hierarchy and the lowerarchy. Mm. Us in the middle, we don't care about nothing, mate. Love me, respect me, trust me, loyalty, Kushti. If not, see you later.
I like that, though.
They're real. Like, that's it. So...
Yeah.
That's it.
All right,
spread love to everyone.
Yeah, big time.
Big love, you're not. Hard one.
Obviously, guys, that's the end of episode 5 of the Brocast podcast.
Yeah.
Just want to say a big thank you to all of you that sent your questions in on Instagram. I think I've got a few on WhatsApp as well. But yeah, big thank you to everyone for interacting. The questions that we spoke about today, it takes a lot for a human being to even come out with them questions and ask about it.
So, and I hope that also helps other people.
Of course. Yeah. People are gonna relate to this. For people that have watched this episode, like, we've answered the questions, so don't stop from asking questions in the future.
Yeah, sure.
Even if we're not doing episodes like this, even if I have other guests on here, if you have something to ask and you want people's opinions about it,
fire it in. And we'll get it on.
Send it straight through to the broadcast page and we'll get it done.
Run it up. But yeah.
Well, guys,
it's been a pleasure.
Come on. My new official co-host, Brisso and Charlotte and Shanice.
It's been a pleasure,
Thank you for finally coming on our point of view.
Yeah, it's been a while. We've been waiting 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
But yeah, big love.
Big love to everyone. Right. Hope it helps.
Guys, stay tuned. Keep watching the Brocast podcast. And yeah, enjoy. Bye.